This is episode 1596. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being exactly where you are as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, you are going to be guided using a relaxation meditation technique. We are featuring the Hong Sa breathing technique this week as we explore relaxation every single day. And in yesterday's episode, I shared with you the notion of feeling the heat when you are relaxing or starting something new, even if your new path or your new journey is exciting to you and it seems as though things are going really well for you, you can still find yourself feeling agitated for no apparent reason. And this can be perplexing. You may feel as though you finally achieved something, but yet you're not happy. It's not how you thought it would be. I received some messages from some of you telling me that feeling the heat made a lot of sense for you, because despite everything seeming to go your way, you weren't able to really relax. So people try to relax when they're feeling stressed and as though things are out of control, or maybe something very upsetting or disturbing happened to them, so they want to relax. But there is the situation where you really don't know what is going on with you. You can't quite put your finger on it. You just don't feel happy. You just can't relax. And that can show up as lashing out in anger for no apparent reason, or bursting into tears, or feeling deeply upset for some seemingly minor incident. And when you experience this, allow yourself the grace to honor where you are and think about if there's been a significant change or shift in your life, because that's usually when you begin to feel the heat. Something that takes you out of the familiar, even if the familiar was unfulfilling, or the familiar was maybe even very stressful or harmful for you. When you create a shift in your life, there's friction because you're required now to adapt to a different way of living your life, a different way of thinking and perceiving to what you've always known or what you've known for quite a while. And when you experience this, allow yourself to take a step back and evaluate how you're feeling and what may have triggered it. And then try not to really move forward too much. This reminds me of when we adopted our dog from the Humane Society. It was a rescue dog. And our dog had only been in the shelter for one night. So he had just been dropped off. And when we walked into the shelter to select a dog, all the dogs were barking and jumping up on their gates. And our dog that we ended up selecting was sitting very quietly, just checking things out, not doing anything, because he was honoring himself. He was checking out the situation before he moved forward with how he was going to respond in his new environment. And when we took him home for 2 weeks, he didn't make a peep. We thought something may be wrong with his vocal box. But what he was doing is he was easing himself into a new situation. He was holding back, checking out the situation, seeing how he would fit into this new scene. And now you may actually hear him as I record meditations, because he's actually known throughout our neighborhood as barking constantly. He barks whenever somebody walks by our house. He barks when someone rings our doorbell. He barks a lot. He is a great guard dog. But initially, he didn't jump into how he truly is, his true essence. He held back and processed this new experience and the trauma that he may have been experiencing from being yanked from one environment to another. And this is what you can do as well. If you're finding it's hard to relax and you're not sure why, think about what may be going on in your life and how you can maybe just let the dust settle and observe things for a while. Take a lot of time for yourself. Give yourself a lot of self-care and allow yourself to ease into a more relaxed state, because you may not initially be able to relax. And that is the beauty of the Hong Sa technique, because Hong Sa means your true essence, honoring who you are at your core. And your breath is one of the best ways to balance your mind-body connection. And so when you do the Hong Sa technique that we've been exploring every episode this week, you allow your breath and your body to settle itself and to calm your mind at the same time when you repeat the mantra part, the Hong Sa part of this technique. So it's a mantra combined with a breathing technique. You know where you can find the full guided half-hour meditations. That's on our Sip and Om meditation app that you can try for 2 weeks or 14 days, absolutely free, full access to the app. And you get a journal and a slowdown guide with this app. So this takes you a little more deeply into relaxation. You can find it as an iOS Apple app or an Android app. We have you covered, whatever device you use. So settle yourself down and get ready now to do this powerful Hong Sa breathing technique for relaxation. As you sit up straight and begin to relax your mind and your body to the best of your ability right now. Inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath soft. And as you inhale, mentally or softly repeating Hong. And as you exhale, mentally or softly repeat Sa. Inhale, you can curl your left index finger towards your palm to repeat Hong. And as you exhale, you can uncurl your finger and mentally repeat Sa. Hong. Sa. Continue repeating this mantra, following your breath in a natural way, not forcing it. Unwind at your own pace. You are so worth slowing down for.